Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the fans. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one as well. 3 days of mini camps coming up. All 3 days we get to go watch.
Hell yeah.
So excited about that. This is the final three practices that we get to watch before training camp. I've kind of gone on record here saying I think that they're going to make a move when this thing's all said and done.
Going to get a linebacker, huh?
I don't know anything, okay? I'm one of those. I'm not saying that anybody...
I don't know anything.
I'm not saying anybody in the organization walked up to me and said... You know, Brosh, you're on to something about getting a linebacker, going to get some, you know, another player and all that. I just think they're going to look at their group, and I think some of these guys, these veteran guys, are going to want to go ahead and get into a camp. Because everybody in the league is getting ready to go on vacation for the next 4 weeks. And I don't think some of these guys want to be sitting out waiting until a training camp to get a job.
Yeah, if you're not getting signed this week, you're probably not getting signed till August. Is that kind of the deal?
That's what I kind of feel like. So just a gut feeling that Alex Loomis and those guys, Terry Gray on the pro side over there, are probably lining this thing up to say, hey, listen, let's maybe take about an opportunity. We don't want to wait around, right, guys? Let's not wait till training camp to go get one of these guys. So, and my apologies. I was just dealing with my dad this morning on some stuff. So,
everything all right?
Yeah, everything's cool. Yeah, he went to another doctor's appointment, and it was amazing how these doctors work with him. But
more Cialis. That's always the answer.
Yeah, exactly. More Cialis. But did Christian Parker say anything about the way his Mike linebackers? Did anybody ask that question? Like how he expects the Mike linebackers to play. I mean, or how he is going to use his Mike linebackers. I know he's talked about things where we're not going to play him in coverage and stuff like that, but I didn't know if anybody's really expanded on that. Did he? So when he was doing his.
I think the most authoritative word we have on that so far is from Winchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Ross Winchy, Crown Global Media interview last week.
That's the interview that we had with Ross. Listen, if I had the opportunity, I'd sure like to know from Christian Parker. Could you tell me how do you envision your linebackers playing? Is there a team that we can look at? Is someplace that you've been? Is there something that you have in mind? Because if there's a position that I feel like that we're missing on the evaluation. That the fan base is really not too sure about how this is going to work. I think they're missing the Mike linebacker stuff. You know, and everybody's like, well, Broadus, you're like this old guy. The way you envision linebackers is that's old man way. You know, old man way doesn't cover. Old man way plays downhill. Old man way.
Playing with the neck roll out there. Old boxy looking.
It didn't seem like they're that worried about the guy covering. Because they feel like the safeties are gonna come into that area and defend the pass.
I'm dealing with a lot of back and forth with people about, Broadus, you're just too old. Your way of linebacker is not the way that linebackers. And I'm like, guys, I'm not getting the impression that this guy wants to play with a cover linebacker.
No, I think it's hybrid linebackers. So with the Chiefs, Spags, they lose Chenault.
Yeah,
they did not even go sign a replacement because they're planning on using the safeties plus adding a Loey Gilman to cover that part of the field in the pass defense.
There you go.
They're like, we got Bolton and Tranquil. They're going to go stop the run and maybe blitz a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got safeties coming into that middle part of the field to defend the pass.
I think they could use safeties too, the Cowboys. I mean, they've got a lot. And how are you going to get them all on the field? P.J. Locke, Hooker, yeah. Downs.
I think they've got this thing. Now, listen, I'm not – I'm a little bit, okay, let's see, about Overshown playing as that Mike linebacker. I worry about if, in fact, that the Mike linebacker is not going to be a cover guy, which I think Overshown can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Overshown can do the athletic things you want. Matter of fact, I think you'd be even better on the other side playing as that Will linebacker as opposed to playing as the Mike linebacker. And so it's just in my mind, I'm sort of thinking, they tried to fix the linebacker position. They tried. They tried to get N'Kobe Dean. They tried to sign some guys.
Quay Walker.
They tried to trade for some guys. You know, they tried. They tried. But now it's like, oh, no, we're okay with. And I don't know. Like I say, after all the things that they did, and I would go ahead. I'd go ahead and sign Bobby Wagner. I keep saying that, but I would do it because I just feel like that if you're going the way that they're going to play this defense and the way they're going to try and defend the run, I don't think Overshown is the ideal piece for that spot. And so that's why I keep pushing for a Bobby Wagner signing. Because I think you need some stoutness at that position. And it's not that I'm looking at 1988 way of playing defense or Bill Parcells' 1990 defense.
Well, offenses are getting a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
They're running at you a little bit more.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all coming back.
Exactly. That's why I'm thinking that when this is all said and done, when the next 3 days, they're going to make a move before camp.
Just love it.
Throwing it out there.
So these practices do enough to where it's like, okay, we kind of saw it here.
I think they're talking about it right now, Zach.
Okay.
I think they're talking about it right. Even though they're saying, and Overshown's coming out and saying, yeah, we talked about this. I'm the, you know.
I loved what Overshown said, though. I mean, Overshown seemed like he's really embracing this opportunity.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity, but physically, it is a fair question what the requirements are and the toll that playing might can take on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be able to hold up throughout a 17-game season?
Well, I mean,
he's never done it anyway in the NFL. So what's your contingency plan? Exactly. Is it the rookie? Is it Barham? Is that enough for you?
Barham's got the body type to do it, but I don't know if they want to go with a rookie guy.
Mm-hmm.
Barham, to me, I love the size and the stoutness. I think that's the kind of player you need to play at that position.
I just hope it's not the Joneses saying, well, we're kind of at the end of our spending. Go make the best of it, guys.
Man, this is where you can do
Jerry
some
Jones
good.
Is like, man, that Justin Barron, that Langston Patterson, Curtis Robinson, those guys can play some football
please
now.
Please don't do that. Please don't be.
Let me tell you the story of getting off a private plane and stepping into an old Bronco again. You can't have it all. Yeah.
Let me tell you about the time I got my credit
Coach
card
him up.
Cut off
at
left field. I don't need to hear that, sir. Just need you to go get another player. By the way, I love the nickname of the Egyptian soccer team. You know what their nicknames are?
No.
They're called the Pharaohs.
Oh,
there you go.
The Pharaohs. I like that. I like the nickname, the Pharaohs.
Let my people go.
Amen. Let my people go. How about this one, Chieftain?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any starters on this defense or offense that's in danger of losing their job? I mean, just looking at the starting 22, is there anybody that you look at and you say, that guy right there is in the biggest danger of losing his job?
I mean, I still think Guyton's going to get the role at left tackle. Everything else, I think, is pretty standard when it comes to the starting 11 with your offense. And then defensively, I mean, they're going to be doing some mix and matching, and it's not going to be the same 11 guys on the field all the time. I mean, I think I feel pretty good about where they're at right now, the guys who are starting, unless like Deron Bland is just really not himself at all and one of these other corners is able to step up. But outside of that, I think they got what they got. You're looking at a young guy at the cornerback position that could maybe sneak into a starting role. Is Durant going to be the starting outside corner, or is Revel going to pop the way that they thought he could when they drafted him?
Dawson, you got a thought on that one?
You know, if I had to look offense or defense, I'm going to say Malik Hooker. Because I think P.J. Locke might give you a little bit more versatility, some youth, maybe a little bit more toughness, stoutness, if you will.
I like that. I like what you're doing.
But I probably have to go to special teams where the punter, Brian Anger, just doesn't have it anymore, does he? No. We need a new punter. So I'd have to cheat other than Hooker.
But I do like your Hooker.
Thank you.
I do like the Hooker one because
she's a good woman.
But you know me, I get into these modes where I'm trying to get rid of hookers.
Big rugby fan.
Yeah. How about you there, Wolf?
Yeah, I think it is safety because I think, you know, and it really depends. Like, does Kobe Durant say, you know what, I'm your slot corner and you don't have to play Caleb Downs here, and now Caleb Downs has kind of the freedom to even play some linebacker for you?
Sure.
So you're going to start, because I think your two safeties, if you're just playing your two basic safeties, that should be Thompson and Downs.
Right.
So I think Hooker really, especially P.J. Locke, and you know, you're hearing all the great stuff about him being a veteran leader and helping out with the young guys. And I know they have a lot of love for Malik Hooker as well, and how smart of a football player he is. But they might run into a jam and just getting all these safeties enough snaps.
If we look at Dawson, I think I know your answer.
I'm not predictable.
No, because I've listened to you say it. You don't see Revel as a starter then, right?
No.
Okay, then just hold that thought. Mm-hmm. Chief, how about you? Do you see Revel as a starter?
I mean, I'm leaving the door open that for the possibility, for
but
sure.
As we open training camp, do you think he's going to be the starter?
No, not to open training camp, no.
No.
No, I think they'll have Durant and Bland to start.
Okay, how about you there?
Not to open camp. I think eventually he could end up being
okay.
Starter.
Well, he was a starter last year at the end of the season, right?
Right.
I mean, he was the guy.
Yeah.
The guy, when I asked you that question, the first guy that came in my mind was Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Durant, to me, is the guy that has a chance to replace the guy that I think going in we thought was going to be the starter. You see what I'm talking about?
I think like Durant Revel is the starter right now.
But I'm saying, though, I think that...
Revel being the starter at the end of the season, it's now Durant.
I think that they're playing Durant right now. They've been playing him, but I was kind of... Revel was the starter.
Yeah.
And I think going into this thing, he was the starter. So this is... I kind of feel like that maybe if you say, hey, who's a guy who was a starter that's probably going to get replaced?
Okay.
It very well could be Durant playing.
Yeah, and I think in nickel, ideally, that's where Durant would then play out or play inside, and you can have Revel play outside. But I am nervous about Bland. I kind of got to see it with Bland.
Yeah.
I tell you, watching Bland, and they told me before this all started, you're not going to see him during the OTAs or any of that stuff. You're not going to see him. It's all training camp stuff. So
I think if Bland can't return to 90% of what he was, you're totally bleeped at corner. Like, I don't even want to imagine a world where Deron Bland isn't a good starter.
Yeah, you're going to have to pray that, like, Kalen Carson actually did click year three. Or the rookie Devin Moore. Like, all right, you found one there. You know, one of those young guys, you're going to have to save your ass.
And I'm doubting that Revel can do it this year. Maybe long term he can get it. But dang it, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Like, if Revel's not better than Durant at some point in this season, then, you know, the floor at corner might be lower than we're comfortable talking about right now.
Yeah.
And that's when I say things like I still think this could be one of the worst five defenses in the NFL, you know, because of how much I think they're going to struggle to cover. But there it is, Krusty's Corner.
Thank you, guys.
Brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Brian brought us, former Cowboy Scout, every afternoon here at this time. Okay, CY's coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll talk baseball with Cy Young. But we got a football fix coming up, Will Chuck.
Which player needs a Super Bowl the most? Let's talk about that next in the Nation.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.